my mom's apartment, we had a steam pipe explode. Her apartment's under the steam room. We tried to get help through 911. We couldn't get through. We tried to call 311 to report it. We couldn't get through. The 707 housing hotline couldn't get through. The only way I got help and me and my sister got help for them was that I ran out in the street and stopped the cop car that was patrolling around. The floors were so hot, you couldn't even step on them. Like, you felt the heat coming through your sneakers. So we had a house full of kids and a hot house. NYCHA came and asked us how we were doing 3 days later. They said, we have a heat complaint. And I said, no, it's not heat. It's a steam pipe exploded. They were like, oh, well, the steam shut off. That's why you have no hot water. Very unconcerned. They've been no help. We have power, but we don't have water. We don't have power, we have water, but it's cold. We have cold water and hot water, but it's brown. So I just don't understand how it's okay for NYCHA to allow people to live in these conditions, and it's legal. You don't pay your rent, you get kicked out. But you're paying your rent to live in a dark apartment with no water, no nothing. I've been in apartments where there are children and they're sick. They have broken elevators. They're on high floors. They're in strollers. How are their parents supposed to get them down the stairs? They can't get to doctors. Like, I've been running around giving people insulin and just doing first aid care and running to pharmacies to make sure that people are healthy. Like, if this was your family, what would you do? You would want this resolved. You would have wanted it resolved 7 days ago. This shouldn't have happened. I just want answers. These people want answers. They've been patient long enough, and they're getting frustrated. We cannot hold their patience down much longer, and we're trying. So they need to do what they have to do and put the lights and power back on and have water running so that people can live.